is on the air. Service stations and dealers from coast to coast present for your enjoyment a radio version of Jumbo, the most thrilling and spectacular theatrical entertainment of a generation. Bigger than a show, better than a circus. And for greater enjoyment when you drive, drive with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. Fire Chief is first with tourists, first with leading bus companies, first with men and women everywhere who demand more from every driving dollar. Tonight, an actual audience of several thousand people has gathered around the sawdust spring of the New York Hippodrome as guests of the Texas Company to witness another Jumbo Fire Chief show. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, and others. John A. Considine, the owner of the circus, is still hard-pressed for money. But it's Christmas Eve, and to all outward appearances, the circus presents a gay, colorful spectacle as the clowns, daredevils, and acrobats go through their thrilling act.
You've got to ask him the right question, Jellicoe. Listen, Steve. What's half of four monkeys?
50 cents.
A double crosser. Wait, I'll manage to get into a conversation with him yet. Steve, how much is 15 cents and 15 cents?
Same to you.
He rung in a new one.
Oh, well, he's got a ridiculous vocabulary. 30 cents, two monkeys, and same to you. Mr. Sneeze, you ought to have your head examined.
Same to you.
He connected that time. Jellicoe, you better leave us. Here comes Mr. Ewart, the banker. I got to talk to him about that loan.
Very well, Mr. Bowers. I wish you luck.
Now, Sneezy, this is a big banker. I got to make an impression. How do I look to you?
30 cents.
That's more than I'm worth.
How do you do, Mr. Bowers?
Welcome to our circus, Mr. Ewart. Did you bring the money?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bowers. Before we make you a loan, you must fill out this application blank. You're the press agent of the circus, aren't you, Mr. Bowers?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any other position before this?
Well, I once had a job as a letter carrier, but the work was so hard, I quit the first day.
Why?
They gave me a big box of glass to deliver, and I walked around all day looking for a guy named Fragile.
What security have you for a loan?
Our circus is worth thousands of dollars. My confidential secretary, Mr. Sneeze, will bear me out. Sneeze, meet Mr. Ewart, the banker.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Sneeze?
Same to you.
Now, Mr. Sneeze, tell this gentleman how much this circus is worth.
50 cents.
What's that?
Just a minute. Listen, Sneeze, why don't you use your head? Don't you realize who you're talking to?
Two monkeys.
What? I've never been so insulted in all my life. Mr. Sneeze, you're an insolent rascal. And you, Mr. Bowers, you're a fraud and a crook. You can both take a running jump into the river and don't bother to come up.
Hey, Mr.
Mickey, it's Christmas. What kind of a present would you like?
There's only one present I'd like, Matt.
What's that?
If your father and mine would stop their silly quarrel. See, his circus is always competing with ours, traveling the same towns we do and ruining our business.
Oh, maybe we ought to leave the circus. I'll get a job. I'll make a lot of money and we can get married. Other young fellas are made good.
But what'll you do, Matt? The only thing you know is the circus.
Oh, I guess you're right. Doing tricks on a horse isn't much help in business. Gee, wouldn't it be great if we had our own little home right now and we were sitting near a Christmas tree all lighted with beautiful candles, just you and I, and maybe a kid or two playing with toys.
You better forget it, Matt. We're just two bareback riders in the circus.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'll tell you what, Matt. Let's get on our horses and we'll ride around the ring making believe you're a great lord and I'm a grand lady. And that pink lemonade stand is our castle.
Yes, and the sawdust ring is our garden.
Oh, and how are you enjoying your ride this morning, your lordship?
Oh, most exhilarating, your ladyship. And you do look charming in your riding habit.
Thank you, your lordship.
A million thanks to you. Your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying, thanks a million to you.
Don't
ago?
We're sold out for tonight's performance.
That's indeed a grand Christmas present from the people of Chickasaw. If we do enough business on this trip, we may be able to pay off the marshal and save the circus from the ox.
Well, I think the circus has been doing so well ever since you brought music and girls into it.
That's very true, Jellicoe. Let's rehearse the new number for tonight. Call in the acrobats and tumblers.
Yes, sir.
And while they do their tricks, let the girls dance with a tambourine.
Thank you.
want to rehearse for the circus tonight.
All out the equestrian.
Yes, sir. They're coming. You, Mr. Considine? Oh, that's a beautiful sight. I never saw that scene in the circus before.
It's a new idea, Jellicoe. It's a picture of the old-fashioned girl and the girl of today. On the white horse rides Sylvia, the pretty girl in the old-fashioned riding habit. And on the black horse rides the modern girl. Sweet Sue. Sylvia and Sweet Sue. The old and the new.
Sylvia's hair is like the night, touched with glancing starry beams. Such a face as drifts this is Sylvia to the stars, and the touch of Sylvia's hand is as light as milk down when the meads are golden brown. Back to
got the money to pay him off.
Well,
doesn't Bosco, the strong man, owe you $5?
Yeah, but I asked that big gorilla to pay me back, and he said a short, ugly word.
Well, what was the word?
No.
Oh. Well, why don't you ask him again?
I'm afraid I'd lose my temper. And then where would he be? Jellicoe, you better come with me and hold me back in case I get sore.
All right. Wait. There's Mr. Sneeze. I suppose he wants his money.
Come here, Sneeze. How much do I owe you?
2 monkeys.
Well, again, I was hoping he would say 30 cents. Well, wait for me, Sneeze, and I'll be back with the money. Come on, Jellicoe. We're going to tell Bosco the strong man where he gets off. I'll give that big palooka a piece of my mind. That thick-headed baboon.
Mr. Bosco is right behind you.
What? Why didn't you tell me? Hello, Bosco, old pal, old crony.
Listen, Mr. Power. If you think you're going to get the $5 I owe you, you're not.
Jellicoe, did you hear what he called us? He called us nuts.
Well, now, please, Mr. Bowers. Now, don't get me mixed up in this.
Jellicoe, you're not going to stand there and let that man insult us like that.
Listen, Bowers, I was insulting you, not him.
Afraid of Jellicoe, huh?
Now, please, Mr. Bowers, I don't think Mr. Bosco is afraid of me.
It's nice of you to say that, Jellicoe, but I know what you're thinking. Bosco, Jellicoe thinks you're nothing but a bag of wind.
What? Me, Bosco, the strong man? Why, I'll break him over my knee and throw the pieces to the lion.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Bosco. The last thing I wish for is unpleasantness.
Have you got any more lamp pieces?
Don't be afraid of that bully, Jellicoe. Bosco, you know you wouldn't have the nerve to hit Jellicoe while I'm around.
I would, huh? Well, Jellicoe, you worm, take that.
Oh, what a blow he hit me.
We're not afraid of him. Jellicoe, pick yourself up. Bosco, why, you wouldn't dare hit Jellicoe again.
Oh.
He did.
Oh, I lost 2 teeth.
No, you didn't, Jellicoe. I got them right here in my hand. Go ahead and suck them back.
But he's given me 2 black eyes already.
Well, he can't give you any more, can he? Bosco, you gorilla, I'd like to see you hit Jellicoe again.
With pleasure.
Mr. Bowers, what's the idea of making him hit me like that? Why don't you do something about it, Mr. Bowers?
What can I do about it? You see, the bum is crazy.
Who's crazy? Why, I'll chop you into mincemeat.
Just a minute. The only way you can fight me is according to the Marquess of Queensberry rules.
Oh, yeah? Well, why are you putting your belt around your head?
You know the rules. No hitting below the belt.
Mr. Bowers, why did you fall down? He didn't hit you.
I know, but I read his thoughts.
Get up from the floor, and I'll give you 12 whacks on your head.
I wouldn't get up if you offered me 2 dozen.
Orchidors, and in the future, you know enough to keep away from me. Goodbye.
Mr. Bowers, there comes your secretary, Mr. Sneeze. I guess he wants his pay. I'll go and bathe the wounds.
Hello, Sneeze. Look, all I've got is $0.50. Will you take some full settlement of your pay and quit?
Oh, no. Must get 2 weeks' notice and full pay.
Hey, where did you learn them words?
If you don't pay, I sue. You violate Section 14, Code 76 of the labor law. You go in hoosgow.
Listen, Daisy, I ain't got the money to pay you. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll be your secretary.
Okay. Take a letter to my lawyer. Most honorable attorney of the setting sun, Mr. Abe Shapiro. Dear Abe, I want you to sue Brainy Bowers for 2 week pay that he owes me. He's big bluffer, and if he don't pay me, put him in jail. Yours truly, Mr. Sneeze. Now, read that the letter.
Okay, Mr. Sneeze. 30 cents, 2 monkeys, same to you.
Along together, this thing till the skies are clear. Taking along.
purchases during the year. So it is possible that you failed to give these purchases the same attention as if you had to pay the gasoline bill all at one time. Consider this. Every year you spend at least $100 and very likely more for gasoline. Can you see now why each purchase is so very important? That's the reason why so many motorists buy their gasoline scientifically, according to rigid specifications. Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. It's a superior motor fuel, noted for its excellence in any type of engine. Tomorrow, before you start out on your holiday round of calls, make this simple test. Fill up with Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. Just see for yourself why more tourists buy it than any other single brand. Drive with Texaco and save. So we come to the end of another Jumbo Fire Chief program. On behalf of the Texas Company, may I extend to you the very best wishes for a happy holiday season. A Merry Christmas to you and yours. This is Louis A. Whitton. The Jumbo Fire Chief program featured Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks, Adolph Deutsch musical director, under the supervision of Billy Rose. Tune in again next Tuesday for another exciting, hilarious Jumbo Fire Chief show. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.